A rash, fever, headache, muscle aches, backache, swollen lymph nodes, chills and exhaustion. These are the symptoms of monkeypox, which is a rare viral disease now infecting humans. So far, there are no cases in New Zealand that we know about. Australia has confirmed its first case of monkeypox this afternoon, and cases have also been found in the United States, Canada, France, Italy, Sweden, the United Kingdom, Portugal and Spain. Well, how worried should we be? Virologist Gemma Geegan, good evening.
Good evening.
What do we know about monkeypox, Gemma?
Well, monkeypox virus is a genetic relative of smallpox virus, which you've probably heard about, but it's a lot less deadly and a lot less transmissible. And these viruses belong in the same family, but their diseases are very different.
And who's the most vulnerable from this monkeypox?
We don't know too much about the epidemiology of this virus because monkeypox is actually endemic to parts of Africa. So, and it was first discovered actually in laboratory monkeys, hence the name, but rodents are likely the reservoir host of the virus. And the virus occasionally spills over into humans, and it's quite rare, as you said, but such spillover events have become quite common in the past few years. But having said that, it's very rare that monkeypox makes its way out of Africa. So hence, it's not very well studied. And even more so, it's because outbreaks have been really well contained if they have spilled over. And most of the time, these spillover events to humans don't actually lead to much, if any, ongoing transmission between people. So most people are just dead-end infections for the virus.
So why is it getting so much notice at the moment? Has it always been there, but because of COVID, we're just more aware of it? You know, any virus that comes along that can spread internationally?
Well, actually, it's really rare that monkeypox would spread out of Africa into other continents. So this is actually quite a rare event. And the fact that it's now spread to multiple continents, seemingly all linked. However, the links aren't that clear, so it is quite concerning.
Have you got any idea why it's doing that? How it's making and jumping those barriers internationally?
Well, we don't know. So, there's been cases in Europe, the US, and now in Australia, possibly. The first case was linked to an individual who had recently travelled from Africa, which kind of fits the bill. But there's more cases now that have no obvious contact with people that have been known to be infected. And this suggests that monkeypox virus might be spreading somewhat cryptically from person to person and with undetected cases. And this hasn't really been the case before. Before, like I said, if it spread into humans from rodents, generally didn't go very far. It stopped usually at that person or within a few cases.
So from a virologist point of view, what's the greatest interest to you?
Well, I mean, the first thing is that we already have a very effective vaccine for this virus. So that is, the smallpox vaccine incidentally protects against monkeypox too. What I guess interesting is, as I'm an evolutionary virologist, is that there's clearly been a change in its ability to transmit between people, because it wasn't very good at transmitting between people, but our entire knowledge of this virus is only based on a few thousand cases because it's a rare virus. So there's a lot to learn about how this virus has seemingly evolved to increase its transmission rate between people.
And we're also hearing, which is really disturbing, that in the UK, for example, ministers there are considering a public health campaign to warn gay men that it may be more prevalent for them. Have you heard that? Gay and bisexual men.
Well, it's been hypothesised that perhaps a new mode of transmission is through bodily fluids, and it just so happens that a lot of the cases happen to be men who have sex with men. So there is a sort of epidemiological link there, but it's really not clear, as I said, that how this virus is transmitting yet. So I think there's still sort of research to be done there.
And I mentioned a few of the symptoms of it. Were they all accurate? It sounds horrendous.
Yeah, so as you said, you know, disease symptoms include sort of fever, headache and rash and swollen lymph nodes and things like that. Generally, people recover, truly recover at home within a few weeks, though. So it's usually not, you know, that severe or... and with proper treatment, it can be really self-limiting. So,
and what kind of treatment would you have to get rid of monkeypox?
Well, I mean, the best treatment is the preventative vaccine. So, you can have a vaccine after exposure if you've known to be in contact with a positive case. And as I said, the smallpox vaccine is very effective against it. The problem is that since we eradicated smallpox quite a few decades ago now, we no longer vaccinate against it. So there's been, you know, most people wouldn't have any immunity or protection against this virus.
Well, let's hope it doesn't get a foothold. Thank you very much, Gemma.